We got a great group here today. Shelly, y'all gonna start off with a dance for us with our folks?
Yeah. I'm sure you can get her to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you should see how she's got her group, the way they dance and all that together. I'll tell you what, it's amazing.
Dance party.
There you go. I'll tell you, it's amazing. When we went to Denver, they were out there dancing, and I tell you, every time I hear that song now, I can just see them out dancing. And they had the best time, right? Isn't that good? Anyhow, every time I see them, I think about their dancing. And Shelly, you and your group has done an excellent job with that. Good. All right, we'll go ahead and open the Recreation Committee meeting here June 4th at 9:50. Item number one is approval of the minutes.
Move for approval.
Second.
All right, any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number two is public comments. If anybody's have any... has any public comments you'd like to talk to us about, come up at the podium. We'll give you 2 minutes. Seeing none, we will move forward. Item number three is recognition of Mount Pleasant Special Olympics powerlifting and swim teams. All right, yay.
No, just Mr. Santos, please.
I'm sure.
Well, then, please, that's right.
Ooh, I got a good idea.
Oh, that's
bad. That's when we can't see your face.
All right, give me a big smile. One, two, three.
Wait, don't move. Please don't move.
Got a lot of bling.
Jingle, jingle.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, I would like to tell you about our group. Try not to yell in the microphone. All right, so we went up to Fort Jackson the second weekend of May. There were 37 of us total, and that includes our coaches and a couple chaperones. We had 20 swimmers, 4 partners, and 5 coaches for swimming. Powerlifting, which is the first year for this program here, we have 3 powerlifters, 2 coaches, and 2 chaperones. The powerlifting program is new. It's a Special Olympics program, and Chief Carl Ritchie is our coach. He's very excited, and he's done a great job. Our powerlifters here today are Nicholas and Katie Spears, and Mark popped in on me, too. So we have all our powerlifters here. They earned a total of 6 gold medals and 3 silver medals for their first competition ever. Now, swim team, we've been doing this for years. They earned 22 gold medals, 11 silver, 7 bronze, 3/4, 1/5, 1/6, and 6 participation. So that's right. Pretty phenomenal right there. And although I want to give a shout-out to every single athlete who is standing here, we have to highlight one, Elizabeth. Raise your hand, Elizabeth. So Elizabeth has been swimming with the program for 10 years. When I went back and looked at her records, oh, hi, Tate. Tate's here, too. When I went back and looked at her records, she started in developmental, which is she competed in walking 10 meters in the pool. She has finished doing 100 medley and 50 butterfly and 50 backstroke. She has earned 19 gold medals on her own, 1 silver medal. Relays, 8 gold medals, 1 silver, and 1 disqualification, but that happens. And I'm highlighting Elizabeth because she will not be returning to our swim team for a while. She is going to be going to Coastal University next year.
Hi.
Yay. So we just want to thank you for recognizing our athletes. They practice for months. They do multiple sports. They work very hard. They represent us really well, whether it's on a regional, state, national, or even international level. And we want to keep them going. Thank you.
Yeah, this and the folks that I'd like to thank, Shelley and the coaches and all. I know Carl, Chief Ritchie, also was out there with them. I saw some of the pictures as well. And Shelley, thank you for all you do. You've done a great job, you and your coaches and all that. And really proud of you guys. You've done real well.
And I have to give a shout out to Stan Gregg over there too. He does the law enforcement torch run, which gets these athletes to this competition. So.
Thank you, Stan.
All right, Shelley. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
That was essential, that's right.
Thanks for representing the football.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Glasses
look like you go to South Carolina already.
Hey, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the chairman of the committee.
He's good.
Hello.
No teacher says
this. I can talk a lot.
It does. He talks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah. It could be four. Most of the time it's three.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. You're done.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You know how to start off a meeting.
You're smart. You can get on the right foot. That's right.
Absolutely. All right. Item number four is the high-level overview presentation of the Recreation Department. Steve?
Thank you. Good morning, Councilman Santos and members of the committee. As you know, we met last month, and in our discussion last month, we wanted to take a look at the Recreation Department and how we function, who we serve, and if we have any direction that we'd like to have or guidance from committee going forward. So we put together our little high-level overview. This is a overview of who we are as a department. Please stop me at any time as we go along if you have any questions about it, but we'll head through it. I promise not to read the entire report to you, but I will start off here with our mission statement to let you know. It's the responsibility of the Mount Pleasant Recreation Department to offer exceptional, comprehensive, yet sustainable and affordable recreation and leisure opportunities through a professional staff that is dedicated to providing the residents of the town of Mount Pleasant with superior customer service, quality facilities, and dynamic programming.
Steve, can I ask, would it be okay if we kind of just treated this a little like ask questions as we go?
Oh, absolutely.
Just keep it so we could do that.
Okay. Absolutely.
Can I start?
Sure, sure.
When was that made, that statement?
I do not know when it was made.
I was just curious. No problem. You keep going.
Okay. Department overview, just to give you an idea, we've got 42 employees, full-time employees, over 250 part-time employees. We're really gearing up right now in the summertime is when we really gear up with all of our summertime staff. As you know, we have more than 1,700 exceptional volunteers that help us throughout the year. And our senior staff, seven staff members, there's a combined 129 years of experience between the seven of us, as well as extremely experienced staff throughout the entire department. Some participation numbers. You can see where we are used extensively in youth and athletic programming, adult sports. I'm not going to read each one of these numbers, but we are used by the town of Mount Pleasant, by our residents extensively. You can see the special events numbers are huge. And one thing I do want to point out with these numbers, specifically the youth and adult participation numbers, these are numbers that are people that are registering for programs. So that does not include people using our parks. That does not include people using facilities throughout the town. It doesn't include parents and grandparents coming to games. There's a lot of other people that are participating in programs, but these are specifically people that are actually registering, that we are capturing and recording in our programs. a little highlight of some of our special events. We have special events throughout the year. Farmers, you can see there's 43 events, event days a year, getting close to one per week throughout the year. Farmers markets from April through September. We have the parties in the park. We have the movie nights. We have the obviously the big events with the Christmas parade, the Children's Day, the arts festival, and, of course, the blessing of the fleet. And this year we're going to be having the new event that we've just added, taking it on as a town event. It's been around for a while, but the Sweetgrass Festival is going to be July 13th at Waterfront Memorial Park. So a lot of special events. And we conduct, run all of our events and activities and programs are operated through 30 different facilities throughout the town, parks and recreation facilities throughout the town. These are town-owned facilities. This does not include some facilities that we utilize through CCSD and Oceanside Academy. We use Wando, Lang, Moultrie, Cario, and Oceanside Academy. Oceanside Collegiate Academy. For some of our sporting events and use of the gym over there. A fee comparison. If you take a look at our fees, this is a comparison with other municipalities here in the area and then also some that we feel like we identify a little bit closer with Irmo Chapin and Rock Hill. We're in line with most of them. Some of them we're a little bit higher than most of them here locally, but a bit lower than some of like Irmo Chapin and Rock Hill in some areas. If you take a look, three areas I kind of wanted to point out in here are youth sports. That's an area where we haven't raised the fees in that area since 2011 was the last time we raised fees over there. We have our field rental areas, another area where we're a little bit below most of the other municipalities and recreation departments, and gym rental. Some of the other ones are pretty much in line with what they are charging. Our adult sports are primarily based on fees that are required to break even for each sport. It's a little bit more difficult to take a look at some of the things such as tennis lessons. Even swim lessons are a little bit more difficult because the way the fee structures are based are different. Some people offer, well, this class is a 30-minute class. This is, you pay this much for three 30-minute classes. Other people say, well, this is two 45-minute classes, certain number of days per week. But in general, the fee structure, we're pretty comparable with most other areas.
Steve, let me ask you a quick question. I was just reading something. When the special events, I see you have them here by months. There's no January and February, so that means there's no special events down at our park in January and February, right?
Those are the 2 months that we don't have any special events operating down there. Now, there are sometimes events that go on down there, obviously, if somebody rents the park or utilizes the park or has an event permit or something like that. But these are run through our special events office.
So where is the Art Fest held?
The Arts Fest is held at Bell Hall, Town Center.
Town Center. That's right. I remember that. Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
All right. If you take a look at our projected revenue and expenses for FY19, these are projected through the rest of this fiscal year, so we've got 1 month left to go. Our expenses within the Recreation Department run about $7,600,000. That's made up of $7,590,000 in operating expenses and about a $25,000 annual CMP that we use for playground repair and maintenance. Public services, one thing I want to point out in this is that the expense to operating a recreation department is not just found in the recreation budget. Public services offers extensive support to the recreation department. Of their operating budget, about $3.1 million, or 23% of their operating budget, goes to support of recreation facilities.
Do both of those figures include salaries?
Both of them include all salaries. Salaries, benefits, the full amount. Plus their HVAC services and CMP projects that they have for repair and maintenance of recreation facilities. This past year, it totaled $3.5 million. So if you take those two numbers combined, the town is spending approximately $11 million, a little bit more than $11 million, in support of recreational services. And I also like to point out Those are the two major areas. That did not incorporate all of the different, we receive support from the police department, the fire department, some of Eric's salary, some of Marcy's salary, some of, you know, the other departments that support the recreation are not included in there. But we captured the bulk of the expenses toward recreation. It's about $11.1 million there. I'll also say we bring in about $3 million, $2.9 million a year in revenue. That's what we're expected to bring in this year. That is approximately 38% of the total NPRD expenses. So our cost recovery is approximately 38% of our budget. If you include public services in there, that brings it down to about 26% cost recovery over the major areas where money is spent in recreation.
I think that's really efficient. The fact that I had to ask the question, are salaries included, really shows the efficiency of both public services and your department in those costs. That's really good.
Thank you. Yeah.
And from a 36% cost recovery thing, you know, I always tend to not want to get involved in, oh, that's good or oh, that's bad. It doesn't matter to me. I think that we service everybody in the community, and whatever the philosophy of the community is, Houston, no fees for nothing. Everybody goes for, and it's not that that's bad. That's what they want. They think 100% cost recovery is good. Maybe not. So I think you're in a good spot. You know, I mean, at least a place where you can certainly justify it and talk about it. So that's really good.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because you're absolutely right. You hit it right on the head. There is what is good is doing, if you are successful in doing what your goal is. There's not a correct amount to be charging for these services that we provide. If we have a goal of making 50% cost recovery, then that would be good if we did that. If our goal is 10%, then reaching 10% is good. So it just is a decision that needs to be made as to where do we want to be. I feel like we are in a good spot where we're able to serve the community and give a exceptional value to them. There may be some areas where we could increase revenue as well.
Yeah.
But at the guidance of committee, if there's a direction that you would like us to go in our fee structure and the sort of things, that's what we would like to know.
You could tell me that I'm talking too much, but I like that point. I'm the one that's been asking for this stuff. You could business this out until it drives you all crazy. You know what I mean? I mean, having a $50 fee for youth sports is, you know, that's your average. You know, the little games I saw my grandson play yesterday probably cost less than it would for a 13-year-old game. But you don't need to charge, you know, $20.35 for this one and $60 for this one. So I think you've done a good job of doing that. But I like the fact that you're open to a discussion of us talking about what we think cost recovery can be and not be. And it doesn't have to be department-wide. It could be, you know, we want to kill you over here so we can get money because it's easy, or this is free. Mm-hmm. So it's all different in what you want to do. But the thing that you said that I liked a lot was you talked about goals. And what are the department goals, and what are you trying to do? And if you're hitting those, we'll work on the finances later.
Right.
But hitting the goals is what's important.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. One of the things I wanted to point out about our income, so when we said that we had the $2.9 million in income, I spotlighted this just because there's been so much discussion. We've talked about our fee structures, specifically as it comes to rental facilities. I thought this was an interesting thing. We in FY19, we are projecting to have about $138,000 worth of rental income. The interesting part, and that's from 76 different rentals, different groups that have been renting our facilities. But because of the discounts that we've provided for some of our rental groups to be able to rent our fields for soccer, for lacrosse, for different sports that we have kept track during the year of how much we have gifted. It's just a term that we've used, and we have it on a little spreadsheet that we keep track of if we had charged the full amount for the rental fees.
Why do you gift? What's the, what metric do you use to say, okay, I'm not going to charge as much for that?
There were the agreements that we had with the clubs last year. It was determined that we were going to give them, rather than moving to the full rental rate, we were going to give them, continue giving them the fields at the reduced rental rate that they've had contractually over the years. And so
we stopped that.
You're so nice.
Well, we were looking to increase it, but it was decided to extend it for another year last year. We were happy to increase it at the time. So.
Well, it wasn't me.
Well, that was just said it in a nice way.
The previous council made that decision, but we were bound by it because they made
right. The
statement. So.
But we weren't bound to extend the contract by a year.
So that's how much could be realized by the amount of rentals that we've had if it was charged.
Right.
Excuse me?
That's ending.
That is ending, yes. That's ending this month. Okay. That is ending this month. And we'll be going to full rental rates on all of our facilities. So, but it's interesting to see that we didn't realize almost twice as much as we did realize.
Let
me just say one thing before we get out of this. I just want to make sure for the record. There was a statement made by a council member who was chairman of the Recreation Committee at the time that if they were ongoing in building their fields, that they would consider extending it for a year. And so in order to avoid a lawsuit, we gave them that year because they were already building it. But they ran into some issues where they couldn't finish, and they wanted another year, and we said no. So we went ahead and we allowed them to go that 1 year because former council member made that statement to him, and I thought that was fair to give it to him because he made that statement, although he's no longer here. But when they came to us again this year, we said no. So I just want to make sure for the record that's what happened. Go ahead.
You're okay. Guilty Gary. Sure. He's Catholic, so am I. Yeah.
Me too. So I'm joining up.
Talk about rental philosophically, the three of us. You know, that's no money. You know what I mean? I mean, that's not. And I'm not saying we double it or triple it or whatever. But I'm saying, you know, when we looked at the cost that he brought out before, that's such a small part of that. I don't, Steve. Do you guys have any discussions around your table about should it be more? Should it be less? Should it, you know?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, on the previous slide, I can go back a couple slides when we looked at it. I think we're really on the low end. If you look at our rental facilities compared to other places, City of Charleston is cheaper if you take a look at that. But you know, right now we're charging $50 for the first hour and $25 for each additional hour. Well, if you go across the board, you look at Goose Creek, $60 an hour. You go to Irmo Chapin, $65 per hour. Rock Hills, $50 per hour. So certainly with those areas, we're well below them. And gym rentals, we have the same fee, $50 for the first hour and $25 for each additional hour. And you can see where we stand compared to the other areas there. Hanahan, Irmo Chapin, $100 per hour. So we're well below what some of the other areas are. Are charging for the rental facilities. I would highlight that as being an area where if it was a goal to raise fees, that would be certainly an area to target.
I certainly think that the Recreation Department should look at this and come back to us with some recommendations to make it more level. I mean, we've got great facilities. I mean, if you look at our facilities, they're some of the best facilities. But apparently we're not charging as much as some of the other ones. Not that we want to make a lot of money, but it costs us money to keep those facilities really nice and up to par. So just if you would, maybe get with your staff, come up with some recommendations to us of what we can do, you know, to increase some of these costs and the amount of money. Now, this year, we should have more because the deal ends, what, July 1st or June 1st?
At the end of this month.
End of this month. Mm-hmm. So we should be getting more after that, a lot more revenue. So although that number is there, it's going to be a lot different next year because we'll get 6 months of or 5 months, whatever, of an increased rent. So, okay. Yes, sir.
Here's my opinion, and it's probably only mine if you count the other eight elected people.
I think, you know, I mean, I think we ought to do it all ourselves. And I know that that's not going to happen, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. But I feel like if a rental is comprised of a lot of people that live in Mount Pleasant, it should get a better rate than a rental that's comprised of maybe the Cane Hoy Soccer Club that will grow with people from that area that come in to use our fields. I don't know how you measure all that, but if it's our people using our fields, I hope that the rate is favorable,
right,
actually. But if it's not, I hope we sting them, you know, as high as you can go, actually. Because we're the ones
for the
paying
record
for the fields. We're the ones paying the almost $4 million for public services. So that's just my comment.
And you can keep that into consideration while you're drawing up your figures and what you think.
That's
valid.
I bet that's hard to police.
Not the sting part, but
it is
valid,
difficult. But we can ask for rosters.
I don't think there's any way to truly determine. I mean, what you're going to go off what percentage of kids are registered from Mount Pleasant versus not. I mean, we have kids registered for our rec department that are from Sullivan's Island and Isle of Palms. They all use our rec department. And I think maybe one thing that could be done, and I think I've mentioned this before, is to enable registration for Mount Pleasant residents first for the first week of camp registration, and then open it up to the general public week two onward. Just to get, because our camps fill up so quickly, and we're subsidizing the camps 60% or, you know, 55%. I think that if we're subsidizing them, we should be subsidizing them for the people who pay taxes in Mount Pleasant.
I agree.
That's a good statement. I know Tom had mentioned something about expanding some of our facilities and bonding it, and then using the extra money to pay the bond off. You told me one time.
Well, I think at the camp meeting, the one that we all like jumped up and down and were so happy at those numbers, because the camps are so good. They're so good. That's why they fill up. I was sitting here thinking, wow, how can we have more, double? You know, how can we have more? And it's a couple of things. It's facilities. It's ability to get them out of the bad weather if the weather's there.
Right.
But we were all thinking, I thought, tell us what that is. Tell us the resources you need so that we don't have that quick waiting list and more people can avail themselves of probably the best camps anywhere, really. So that was my thought as we move into budgets and things like that. You know, $87,000 extra profit gets you $1 million of a building, and you don't need a building. You can do shelters, awesome shelters,
right?
You know, outdoor shelters. You build a couple of those, you double your camps, build a couple of those, it costs our taxpayers no more money. That's what I meant by that.
There you go.
So
keep that in mind as you're working up those numbers, some ideas like that. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And Councilwoman Whitley, to your point, that is something you mentioned that I believe at one of the last meetings that we had, and it's certainly a good idea and something we will be doing. You'll be seeing that in the future.
Great.
To have a residents being able to register and have priority for a period of time. We will determine the number of days that it needs to be, but that some period of time to give them priority for registration to make sure that they can get in our camps.
So, Steve, how are you going to check this? Because what if they use grandmama's address?
You're not going
to. I'm just wondering. I mean, is there any way you're going
to
be able to?
There are probably ways that people will be able to get around our system, but we do register when they have a household. Then the household is registered under an address, and if they are a resident of that household, then we use that as, if it's a Mount Pleasant address, we use it as a resident rate on that. So.
Okay. I was just wondering because I see our school system and they're having issues with some of that as well, and it just came to mind. That's
okay.
All. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. As we were talking about the fee structures and a proposal for, you had asked us to be able to come back with a proposal for some proposed changes that we would like to do. One of the things we would like to be able to do is to determine a goal to try and reach for that. So that we know when we are proposing a change to our fee structure, what we are trying to achieve in doing so. And so I would love to have guidance from council if you want further discussion on that. For what the goal would be when we try to change our fees. I won't say just raise, but change our fee structure.
I don't think it's a financial number that comes from us.
Okay.
I wish that maybe your staff could have a little bit of a discussion about the cost recovery that you talked about.
Okay.
What are the things in the department that we want to collect 100% cost recovery on, whether that's adult softball or things like that. And then what are the things we don't want to recover anything? We want to subsidize swim lessons for the schools, things that you think are important, some of the kids that just left here. So I think it would be kind of interesting to have the discussion within your own staff to say, what should we recover this percentage on, what should we recover, and then do the math on that, and then I think you'll have your number. If we come up with a number and say, hey, that would be really neat if it was this, then you're going to raise prices based on that, and I don't know. I think the price ought, there's people the price ought to be raised for, and there's people that the price should be maybe even lowered for. I don't know. But
okay,
that's just my thought.
All right. I'm going to move forward in the slides here. I'll get back to where we were here. In 2017, we had a master plan study conducted by Clemson University in conjunction with all of our staff and input from the community. And there were some observations and recommendations that they made. I wanted to kind of go over just some of the observations and then a list of some of their observations and then kind of go into how we responded to that, primarily in our capital projects. I'll be able to display how we responded to some of these things in our capital projects. These are the key. These are key observations. This isn't a rewrite of the entire report. I just pulled out some key observations out of it. But, they noted that many of our facilities are in need of additions and upgrades, renovations. They noticed that in their observations with focus groups, and they had large focus groups. They had 1,400 people responding to surveys. They had focus groups at Lang Middle School. They held separate focus groups, about eight or nine different focus groups of 8 to 10 people in them, and got input from the community. They determined that residents of Mount Pleasant indicated they would be willing to pay for recreational services at a level considerably higher than the current funding level if they were certain that the new funds would expand facilities and program offerings. They also, this was interesting, I thought that they found that the previous studies that were done in 2009 and 2014 demonstrated similar wants and needs for many of the same things that they found in 2017, looking for multi-purpose fields, walking, biking, trails and connectivity, therapy pool, indoor recreation centers, places for camps, gyms, those sort of things, indoor locations, and upgrades of existing facilities. So it wasn't something new that they hadn't found before that was in 2017. It was the same thing that they had been asked, that our residents had requested in 2009 and 2014. I had a little shift up there on the top. I apologize for the header there. One of the recommendations is to continue with facility concepts, the master plans that we have for Carolina Park, Whipple Road Tennis Facility, and Rifle Range Road, and that helps to meet some of the needs of the 2014 and 2009 and 2017 studies that have been conducted. They suggested that we look for partnerships with public and private nonprofit agencies to pursue the development of trails and greenways. Again, that was a very, very high priority listed among the community to be able to have not just the trails, but the connectivity. And what I want to point out to that, what they mean by that on the connectivity is we have different places and trails and paths in different areas of the town, but they would love to be able to have connectivity where a person could start on one end of the town and ride or walk or jog or ride a bike or whatever throughout the town and go from one end to the other and connect from park to park and from place to place throughout the town and not put your bike on your car, drive to a park to get out to ride, you know, around a trail somewhere and then put it back in your car and drive home, but to be able to have that connectivity. One of the other recommendations was renovation and development of multi-use rectangular fields and renovation of all indoor and outdoor facilities to acceptable standards. I think one of the things that was highlighted on that was the fact that we had Carolina Park and we didn't have restroom facilities at Carolina Park for so long. Well, that has changed. We've got our restroom facilities over there now and have capital projects to provide acceptable standards, including the gym, providing access for out here at the track and field. And consider a warm water pool at the R.L. Jones Center for therapy, aerobics, and swim lessons. Continued recommendations are to explore the development of multi-use recreational facilities at Rifle Range Road. Those were some of the indoor facilities that we talked about for having for camps and classes and fitness activities. Senior programming, a walking track, and a basketball and pickleball courts. They did have a walking track we have in our conceptual design at the Rifle Range Road complex. It's up above the courts. That would be very nice over there. They also recommended that to attack this, to get that way, there's going to be a need to be a multi-pronged funding strategy that will be developed, and it will require tax revenues. It'll require, you know, user fees, partnerships, but ultimately to get from here to there, they felt like that there would be some sort of level of tax revenues that would have to be increased to, in order to get there.
You know, Steve, we've already got somebody who wants to do a public-private partnership over on Rifle Range Road, mm-hmm. building an indoor facility. I think I showed you the drawing that he had. So that's already, people are already asking about doing that.
All right.
So I'm glad to see that up there.
Opportunity. Examining our pricing structure to generate sufficient revenues to meet cost recovery goals and determining what those cost recovery goals are so we know how to adjust the structure to meet those. Any future referendums should be written and promoted to ensure that funds generated will be used for capital projects in the capital improvement plan, which takes me to the next slide, is our capital projects. So this is our capital improvement plan and some of the projects that we have on it. I have shown the current funding. The current funding is funding that we actually have in the bank ready to execute at this point. Some of it may be prior year funding that wasn't fully executed, and it totals the amount that you have in the current year funding there. And then I show the future funding requirements. Those are approximate numbers for future funding requirements. Some of these, as design is created, you're going to get an opinion of probable cost and find out what the true cost actually is. But for example, Carolina Park Phase 3, we have roughly $4 million. We are in a partnership with Oceanside Academy, as you know, to build the turf field and the stadium over there. And there will be approximately roughly another $1 million that's going to be needed to complete that project.
Steve, can I ask you one question?
Yes, sir.
Did you just say that $3,900,000 is in this budget or in this following budget?
It's in partially in this budget year. Some of it was also previous budget years that wasn't fully executed.
New budget starting in July.
It is not.
It's already there. It doesn't start in July 1st.
It's there. We are accounting for it now. Marcy, you might be able to help out with that because some of that funding is going to be realized, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Marcy, in 2020. Is that correct? A portion of that.
Some of it is impact fees that weren't received the current year that will be received next year, but it's all available to spend.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to make it sure it was separate than the year that starts in July.
Yes, sir. And it will roll over into the new year.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Okay. And that's Carolina Park Phase 3. Now, Carolina Park Phase 3 previously was the completion of Carolina Park. But because of funding levels, we are not able to complete it in Phase 3. So we've divided out. There's going to be Phase 4. So, and Phase 3 is going to be expanding the parking lot, bringing the area up to grade, building the turf field, and associated lighting and water and everything that goes along with that. Phase 4 will be additional softball fields, a playground, a dog park, and another additional rectangular field over there.
Have you had discussions about prioritization of that list? And, you know, what's first and second and third? And
We've discussed it. We haven't received direction from committee as far as which areas to go. By funding level, the only project up there that is funded at this point is Carolina Park Phase 3. Completion of Carolina Park would from the Recreation Department's point of view, would be the top priority, doing Phase 3 and Phase 4 and completing that. But no, there's no specific priority level that's in there. I would prioritize the renovation of our facilities that are in need of renovation, certainly to take care of what we have before we're building on new ones.
Do you think there's any appetite by the council to look at running that referendum up the poll again, written differently? And
absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. And I think the Mount Pleasant Way needs to be on there too.
Well, there are some projects that are not on here. These are the ones that are actually under the Recreation Department. There are some, certainly Mount Pleasant Way, Waterfront Memorial Park could.
As you were listing some of the things they were talking about, connectivity, the Mount Pleasant Way does that.
Right.
And honestly, I mean, and I know this, your facilities that you have are really good, well taken care of, and in really good condition. Any hint that there's a need for that, I think's a little disrespectful. There, I've seen a lot of facilities in a lot of places, and ours are really good. So my thought is this. I don't know if this list is as comprehensive as we may think. I know there's some arts things that we had discussed. I know that there's other things that can be added to that, even though it's Mount Pleasant Way and it's might not specifically live in Steve's department. It could certainly be provided, the funding could be provided in a referendum. I think it wouldn't, I'll tell you what, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to start that discussion. And it's probably unrealistically too quick for this election. But if we had a well thought out plan and a great question for 2 years from now, I think that would be a great gift that we could give to this town. And I mean, and when I mean well thought out, I mean take 2 years to do it. Include the public. Include maybe one more survey somewhere. And then really have something that, as opposed to us trying to jam it down the public's throat, they're asking us to do this. Because there's a lot of things, in my opinion, that I think this the citizens of this town would love to be doing that cost money, you know? But you got to suck it up and pay for it. And if we give them the opportunity to say yes, I think that could be good.
Absolutely. I mean, we have Rifle Range Road. We own the property. We just don't have the funds to develop it.
Eric, you think there's a, there's not, it's, I know it's not this time,
yeah,
but I think that if we could take a couple of years to have some discussions here and Steve can have the discussions with his staff, I think we might be able to come up with something for 2 years from now,
I agree.
The next mayoral election.
Yeah.
One thing I'll also add, going back to your question about a prioritized list, well, they may not be necessarily prioritized. They are, we do in the capital project, submissions, all of the capital projects within the town are scored, and so that's how they rank as far as, you know, in priority for funding.
Sometimes it's easier to do the $500,000 one instead of the $26 million one.
Right. You know? You can get it done, right?
So, yeah.
Right. If you go through them, the Carolina Park, completing Carolina Park, then you have three different facilities that are all for primarily renovation. It's Jones Center Comprehensive Repair. The Park West lobby and locker room design, that is a very important project to have that swimming pool and the locker room design. You know, we have locker rooms without air conditioning over there. It is quite warm, and to be able to renovate that and have a nicer facility for our public is a priority. We have no idea what that's going to cost, and we didn't even put it in as a capital project with a dollar amount. We only put it in for design so we could get an opinion of probable cost and establish that as the CIP. So the design itself is its own CIP at this point, just to find out where we stand. So
It needs it.
Duffy Baseball Complex, we've made tremendous strides over there, putting dugout covers on, putting covers over the bleachers, putting new lights over there. But to complete that, really, the restroom facilities over there need to be demolished and rebuilt. I was going to say renovated, but you should probably start with a hammer and fix up that facility over there. Then we have a lot of these things are things that you saw, like I said, on the recommendations and in the master plan study. The completion of the projects, the renovation of facilities, the enclosed therapy pool, that would be a tremendous help for our patrons to have a therapy pool. We have a warm water pool. It would take your water aerobics and your swim lessons and a lot of those programs and put it in a therapy pool. We're able to, it's more comfortable for them. It also opens up more time for lap swimming and other swim teams. And also, you would stop the battle between the groups because the lap swimmers one at 78 degrees and the water aerobics one's at 84 degrees. And so we always try to keep it right at 81 or 82. And if both sides are complaining, we feel like we're doing it the right way. It would stop that battle and be able to serve them better. Whipple Tennis expansion, we'd love to be able to expand over there for a tennis program. And then, of course, Rifle Range Road is the big one. That's where you see the big dollar amount, the $26 million amount.
And pickleball.
There's a lot. There's a lot designed into the Rifle Range Road complex. There's hardly a program that we offer that isn't impacted by what would by a completed project at Rifle Range Road. Second senior center, and then also the track hall, track renovations, and that one actually is a funded project. That is happening. That is occurring. We don't have the dollar amount right now because it has to the dollar amount has to conclude with the town hall gym. And then that amount will be determined what is available for spending in that track.
Are you doing the jump runways or just the track?
Just the track, the track on that. However, it'll be a rubberized track surface. It's also that's not a 400 meter track. That's not a official size track that you would use for competition. I believe it's still a 440 yard.
And I hate to be a jerk about it, but it is a 400 meter track.
Okay.
I believe it is. I'm wrong a lot, but I think it is.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
We were told in the early stages of design that that it would have to be adjusted in order to become one. So, but we'll have to. It certainly could be. But there is some discussion. They had backed out on it before, but now the College of Charleston has actually approached us, asking if maybe they could be involved in that project again.
That's news to you.
Just found out last week. So.
They come in and go and come in.
Right, it's come and gone a few times. So,
okay.
So, you know, those are the different projects we have, you know, where we have tried to focus on the things that were brought up in the master plan and the needs assessments that were done through that process, to put together projects that will meet those needs.
Good. Well, Steve, thank you very much. Okay. Very informative. Any questions? You good? I know you got some questions.
I don't, Mr. Santos. I think that was really good. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
anything for us from y'all?
Well, I just have the project update, and I'll keep that really brief if you don't mind. I would just like to let you know that the programs are going very, very well. I did want to say that we had a fantastic jamboree this past weekend. There were about 800 kids participating. It's about 150 more kids playing T-ball coach pitch than last year. That's a big jump. He didn't do it. Councilman Owens threw out the first ball for us. So
I had a previous engagement.
I think you should have called Ms. Whitley
personally. I didn't.
I wasn't able to do it either.
I committed to the previous engagement. So Mr. Owens, who's an all-star baseball player who's been dying to come out there and do that, and he did. So it was really just right up his alley.
All right.
And I'm sure he did a good job with it, huh?
He did an excellent job.
I would have thrown the ball into the camera person standing
off to the side.
That one game.
I also just want to point out we did have a wonderful event at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on May 18th with Debbie Antonelli, and we were at the gym on